Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. How did you guys come up with the name Varsity for your group?
That's a good question. This is Drew. We talked it over with our management and just our team, and Varsity just sounded perfect because, you know, it's like in every school out there, it already says Varsity in like every gymnasium. It's just something that people connect with and they're already familiar with, so it just seems to work perfect on Varsity. And we're real unified, we're like a team, make us who we are, so it just kind of made sense. And it's free publicity. That's David. Who's your first?
Oh, Varsity, yay!
How would you guys describe your sound?
R&B pop, you know. I mean, we all have our little taste. This is Jake, by the way. We all have our little individual taste, but together, like, Varsity is, you know, a bundle of R&B and pop.
What is the first single you guys have off your album?
Zero, we've been told, is our first digital single. This is Jake again. And then Bad Habit is going to, Bad Habit and Future Love are going to be released to Radio Disney.
What made you guys pick Zero as the digital one that you're first releasing?
We just wanted to come off the bat and let people know how many people can do it like us, Zero.
That was David.
I figured that was a good cliche comment to go with the
I hope. That was Dave.
Okay. it was a joke, but
I got it. Who are some of your musical influences?
This is Jake. I'm a big Craig David fan. Guns N' Roses, Brian McKnight, Stevie Wonder, you know, R&B people.
Hey, this is David. I'm a huge Michael Jackson and Prince fan.
Hey, this is Drew. I like, you know, I grew up with, like, country music, and I'm, like, I love a lot of pop music. So, like, Elvis Presley. I mean, Michael Jackson's amazing. So I like a lot, big round of sound stuff. So.
Sonny and Cher.
I'm just kidding.
Thomas, I guess I'm a fan of like something corporate. Bluegrass.
Yeah, it's a lot of bluegrass music.
I really like the spoon, so whenever there's a spoon solo, I like when that's how I like
the fork.
Hey, this is Bobby. I like Snow Patrol and I like the Black Eyed Peas. And I'm really a big fan of Chris Brown right now. So he's tearing up the radio.
What can people expect from a live Varsity concert?
A lot of energy, a lot of happiness, natural happiness.
We like to joke around a lot, you can tell.
And we smile.
We just put on a show,
a good show, you know, we want people to leave there and, you know, just be entertained. That was Jake.
How much hand did you guys have in the production of your album?
We got a lot of songs sent to us, so we did a lot of writing on the album, but we also, like, got a lot of great writers out there, like, such as Ryan Tedder. There's this new production group called The Jam. They're awesome. Just like we worked with a lot of people, and we kind of had our input. Like we had this big team. We all listened to the different songs, and we decided which ones would be the best for our album, just that would represent us the most. So yeah, this is true.
Yeah. Oopsie.
Why should people take the time to pick up your album?
Because we're bomb.
they should, because like we put like a lot of effort into it. We put a lot of our heart and a lot of time into it. It has a wide array
of sounds. So it's like a lot of like you got sad songs, love songs, emotional stuff, like club songs. It's like it's a real good album. So like it just represents a lot and stands a lot. This is true.
And you always want a record to like, you know, like I don't know, for me it was like I always have an album that kind of reminds me of it. And it's like a very summery album. So just kind of, I don't know, I think it would just remind people of good memories.
That was Jake.
Win one for the Gipper.
What would you guys like to say to everyone who's a fan and supporter of you?
Oh, we love you so much. Thank you so much for all the support that you've been giving us so far. Hit us up on MySpace on our Say Now, because once a month we call lucky fans back to say what's going on. And please buy our album when it comes out. Be on the lookout for it.
And if you don't, we'll call you, but we'll just prank call you.
Yeah.
We got your number.